Let's see what's happening around the state. MarylandIsOpen.com, ready to go. I'm your host, Meredith Marks, here with Robin Bell of the Revival Lounge and Roadrunner Specialty Group. Robin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Meredith. Thank you so much.
So this is interesting. You do some in-home treatments. You're a nurse. You go around traveling. You do infusions with medications, even CBD. Let's talk a little bit about how COVID has affected your business, first and foremost.
So first and foremost, with Roadrunner, we work with people who are chronically ill, who have immune system disorders or neurological problems, and they receive intravenous drugs in their homes. We provide nursing for those people to get the specialty IV drugs in their homes.
Wow. Okay. So were you able to still continue and be able to go in safely? And were you able to secure PPE equipment so that you could safely enter? Because you deal with a lot of elderly patients.
Our patient population is, we go from, right now we have someone as young as 5, all the way up to people in their early 80s. We did have some difficulty with acquiring PPE because we contract directly with the pharmacies, but we were able to get them to send us masks, which is pretty much what you needed. And our patient population really was not going out anywhere, and a lot of them still aren't because of the concern with the transmission of COVID.
Right, right. So were patients handling things okay? Did you notice any difference with your patients? Were they okay with you still coming into their home? Were they hesitant? How did that happen?
We've had some people who stop treatment altogether on the advice of their physicians because their immune systems are so severely compromised. We've had other people who were a little hesitant, but let us continue to come into the home because they have the same nurse with each treatment. So there's a certain comfort level there. And they also know that we are taking all precautions above and beyond even what has been recommended by the various authorities, because we know how sick people can become even just with a cold or the flu. So we've been very careful for ourselves, who we are exposed to, and what we expose our clientele to, because we are essential workers. So we've been working the entire time. We've not had any time off.
So, I mean, it's hard because these drugs are needed, you know, for these patients. And if they don't get in-home care, they need to essentially go somewhere to receive this care. So it's almost easier, but it's also scary. So I completely understand. What other precautions did you guys take or changes did you guys make in terms of this pandemic?
We instituted various policies whereby we contact the client 24 to 48 hours before the nurse goes to visit, and we ask them a list of questions such as, have they had a fever, have they had a cough, any symptoms of the flu or COVID, have they been exposed to anyone that has COVID, have they traveled? The same questions that you're asked when you get on an airplane now. A lot of states are still on the hot list, quote unquote hot list. And I myself just flew into Albany. I'm on my way up to Vermont to train a nurse and see a client. And they actually have the New York State Health Department standing as you come deplane and asking you what state you've come from. And depending on the state, you have to sign a health form that they keep track of your whereabouts. So that was the first time I've seen that.
Wow. Yeah, it's got to be, you know, thorough, because you need to make sure that you're protected, they're protected, and it goes both ways. It is definitely a two-way street there. Talk to me a little bit about Revival Lounge and what you guys do with Revival Lounge, and it's revivallounge.com, by the way.
Yes, it's revivallounge.com with one L. So Revival Lounge is really a growth out of Roadrunner. I actually started Roadrunner in 2012 with the last recession, and Revival Lounge a couple of years ago. And we offer hydration, we offer supplements, anything having to do with wellness. And we do a lot with people, as you are well aware, the last couple of years, CBD and cannabidiols have been all over the news, as well as the change with the Farm Bill of 2018, which allows CBD to be used and sold in all 50 states. However, there are some states that still do not promote it, but we promote anything having to do with wellness and feeling better, and especially now coming up on cold and flu season and with COVID, we are seeing a great uptick with people wanting to get IV hydration with vitamins, the Myers cocktail, CBD, because there's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of, you're seeing a real uptick with mental health issues.
Yes.
A lot of, unfortunately, some domestic violence. So we try and offer services that will help you feel and stay better and well.
And that's important in these times, you know, because this is the scary time, Robin, where you were talking about that insomnia, stress, anxiety, depression, PTSD. People are feeling all of these different conditions during a pandemic, where most of this pandemic, people have been told to sit home and not leave. So it's important to be able to have that self-health care and be able to you know, keep your mental wellness in check and keep yourself healthy and vibrant. And there's a lot of people that are home alone and not having anybody with them during the quarantine. So it's important to be able to recognize when people need it. And having you being able to go and help people, especially in home, that's super important. Have you felt like you've been a little bit busier because of that, maybe?
We've definitely been busier with Revival Lounge because of that, because, again, we're all medical professionals, nurse practitioners, registered nurses, physicians, and we all take the precautions, particularly wearing a mask, very seriously, hand washing. But because we can take services to someone's home, they're much more comfortable. You'd be surprised. They're much more comfortable with you coming into the house than with them coming into the office, because other people, even though we have very strict cleaning precautions that we take, there are still other people coming into the office. And so we'll get an entire family that will want us to come in, mom, dad, the kids, grandmother, to do an IV treatment. So it's really a model that has served us well, because there are not a lot of companies that will come to your house and have the ability to do that. So, you know, that's why I'm on my way up to Vermont.
That's what makes you unique. And it's important for you, you know, people like you to stand out in these times of need. So thank you so much. We're talking to Robin Bell of Roadrunner Specialty Group and the Revival Lounge, Revival Lounge with 1L.com. Robin, thank you so much for being on the show today and talking to us. And we wish you well. And we hope that business continues to thrive for you.
Meredith, thank you for the opportunity. And anytime that you'd like to either come to the office or have us come out and give you an IV treatment, please let me know. We'd be happy to do that. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you, Robin. Don't forget to add your listing to MarylandIsOpen.com. We want to provide the public information on what is happening at your business so we can support each other as things change with our state. For MarylandIsOpen.com, I'm Meredith Marks.